This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Navigating the pandemic has been a challenge for the teenagers at North Shore Recovery High School. The school in Beverly is designed to meet the academic, recovery, and mental health needs of students with diagnosed substance use disorders. Last July, the school shifted from all remote learning to a hybrid model. A week ago, the school's principal, Michelle Lipinski, offered some of the students on campus a bit of a pep talk.
We only have about 9 more weeks of school left. This is the home stretch. We are opening up full-time Monday through Friday, which means classes are going to be just a little bit longer, and we'll have more time at the end of the day to do more pro-social stuff, so more art, more music, and more physical activity.
The big change takes place tomorrow, when North Shore Recovery is set to open 5 days a week in person.
I'm actually looking forward to it because I actually like coming here. So coming back full time probably be really good for me.
Stephen Fan is a 17-year-old from Saugus who's been at North Shore Recovery High School since the summer.
In my old school, I would be late to school every day. But over here, I set my alarm clock to actually wake up for school. I actually come in here on time. Sometimes I'm early, and it's just great because I don't have to stress about nothing here. Everything's just perfectly fine. It's just good being here, you know? It's just my family here, you know?
Yeah, we all kind of have this common understanding of each other. We all relate to each other on some level because we're all suffering with addiction, and that makes it easier for us to, get along, I'd say.
Carly Baker is a senior. The 18-year-old from Marblehead says she is eager for this full return to in-person learning, in part because of the support she gets from teachers.
And when you're having a bad day, they'll talk to you and work through your problems with you. And then once you're okay, they'll be hey, I'll help you with this. Let's start doing this work together. It's you and the teacher versus the world. It's not just you versus the world.
The people here are just very understanding. They give you motivation, not like the other schools. As I was growing up, I didn't have a lot of people who believed in me. But over here, it's a real family. People really believe in your dreams and what you want to do. I want to be somewhere in the music industry. I want to make lots of music for people who go through struggles same as me.
I'm going to show the whole world that I'm going to make it.
I talk about a lot of things. A lot of people take losses every day. Losing people and you're not alone and stuff like that. I've lost a couple friends in the past few years, a lot of close people, but it gets better.
At the start of the pandemic, when the building shut down, all the educators took on a few students and checked in with each of them daily. English teacher Michaela Guile says they couldn't prevent every problem, but she says they did make sure nobody fell through the cracks. And Guile says she's impressed by how North Shore Recovery High students tend to find their way in the world.
Our students' life experiences have been, often harrowing. And we see a lot of kids leaving the school and becoming people in the helping profession because they are wise and insightful and they have come out on the other side. And so we always try to convey to them that their painful past can be an asset as well.
Carly has taken that lesson to heart. She says she enjoys art as a way to process and express her feelings and says when she starts college in the fall, she plans to study psychology.
My biggest goal in life is to help people, especially to help children who are suffering from abuse and who need help. I want to just be that person to reach out to them and let them know that they're not alone and that there is help out there and that we can get them out of their situations that they're in.
Principal Lipinski says after the struggles of this past year, tomorrow's return to campus full-time is exciting for the students and for the staff.
For anyone who's in education, for anyone who works with adolescents or children, this is a calling, right? People lost their identity when they weren't able to actually be in a classroom or able to be in therapy with people. So I think looking at life as though every day it can be magical because there were days that, we all sat alone in our houses. And I mean, I know for one, I was incredibly depressed for a large portion of that. And it was really hard. So I look forward to coming to work every day and seeing these faces. And I just don't take anything for granted anymore.
To To see photos and learn more about North Shore Recovery High School, go to WBUR.org.